What do you see as the biggest difference in the leadership of a Herman Edwards, even though most people would agree that Dick Vermeil is one of the best coaches of all time? What do you think Herman has brought to this Chiefs team?
Well, I think what Kubica just said, attitude. You know, I think the attitude of this team, especially with the defense, and Kubica's a guy who looks like he has become much more of an, not that he wasn't an aggressive linebacker before, but looks like you've become, my impression from watching the games is you've become really the leader on the defense now, and you're not afraid to say things, whereas maybe before that may have been something you weren't as easily expressive of things.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't in that position. Now, this year I've been voted as captain, and one of the things that Herm has done is make everybody accountable, you know, for their mistakes, and, you know, don't be afraid of success, and those are the two biggest things he tried to teach us.
And then being
one of the things that Al Saunders said to me was when the Chiefs a couple years ago were going through their trials and tribulations on defense was simply that Dick, because he's such a good delegator, wouldn't come into the defensive meetings. And Al said, you know, it's not for me to say this, but if Dick would simply sit in those defensive meetings, that would send a message. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, partly. But, you know, I think also in the past we were in certain positions as a defensive ball team that, you know, weren't really set up for our success. You know, calling certain timeouts, certain time management situations, you know, passing the ball, maybe when you should be running the ball. And, you know, obviously that's one thing that Hearns made clear that he does. So, you know, I think, you know, partly it's definitely on the player's shoulders, but, you know, I think some decisions probably could have been better made.
Now that you're a leader, Kawika Mitchell with the Kansas City Chiefs, right in the middle of everything now, you're playing Seattle, and you've got a very important win. You need to take it, especially with a weakened, wounded Seattle team without Sean Alexander and one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL in Hasselbeck. So the ball's intercepted by Jared Allen. He's running towards the sidelines. We know he is, shall we say, a flamboyant person. What were you thinking at that point?
I did not notice that Deion Branch made that play, but you know, the situation, and Herm teaches us all the time, and in that situation, you know, we're up, and, you know, just if you make a big play like that, just, you know, take a knee, get the ball back to the offense. I don't know if we're tied or we're up at that time, and, you know, I mean, you have to play situation ball, and, you know, he didn't at that point. He saw the end zone, his eyes got big, and he was thinking to score a touchdown.